Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, D. Miles. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Rubeling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Babich. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Babich. And now, play ball. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel takes first base on ball four. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards second. McCoy throws to first for one, and Siebert throws back to second, and Lillard drops the ball. Bartel moves to third. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bartel scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miles. York reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy misplays the ball. That's an error on McCoy. York moves to third. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard has York trapped. There's the throw to Hayes and over to Rubeling, who tags York for the out. Higgins moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bartel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bartel moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bartel moves to third. McCoskey moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bartel scores. One out. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. York hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Babich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babich bunts towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Babich for the out. Lillard moves to second. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-1 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lillard scores. It's Tigers, 2, Athletics, 2. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Moses reaches second base with a double. Miles goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Athletics. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Johnson steals third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson scores. It's 6-2, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling is 0-for-1 in the game. Rubling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCoskey, who is chasing the ball. Rubling reaches third base with a triple. Hayes goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Athletics. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lillard hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Babbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets strikes out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Babbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babbage is 0-for-0 in the game. Babbage strikes out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Miles reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McCoy hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miles. McCoskey reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards third. Rubling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Siebert moves to second. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert scores. Hayes moves to second. It's 8-2, Athletics. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lillard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Rubeling moves to third. Lillard moves to second. It's 9-2, Athletics. Johnny Babich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babich is 0-for-1 in the game. Babich strikes out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rubeling, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Rubeling steals home. It's 10-2, Athletics. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Miles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lillard scores. It's 11-2, Athletics. Tom Seitz now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miles. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Bartel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. York hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Averill now playing center field. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McCoy strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitz has Johnson trapped. He fires to second, with Bartel covering, who tags Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Seitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitz hits a pop-up towards short. Lillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bartel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bartel moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Babbage covering, for the out. Bartel moves to third. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with seats covering, for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Hayes moves to second. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miles. York reaches second base with a double. Campbell moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. York moves to third. It's 11-3, Athletics. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-3 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. York scores. Two outs. It's 11-4, Athletics. Tom Seitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitz hits a pop-up towards third. Rubeling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Babbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Babbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCoy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. McCoy reaches second base with a double. Moses goes all the way around to score. It's 12-4, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. McCoy moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCoy scores. Johnson scores. Siebert moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 14-4, Athletics. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Babich fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-5, Athletics. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards third. Rubeling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 14, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.